Good evening. This is Kevin Baird with a KUAC News Minor Update. The long-awaited Healy Transfer Station opens September 18th. It is located at mile 253 Parks Highway, just about 3 miles north of the Healy community. The transfer station will be open for business from 3 to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Residents will be able to drop off bags of household trash for $2 per bag or $15 for a full-size pickup load of trash. It will accept up to 5 cubic yards of garbage. More details will be available on the Denali Borough website. The Interior Gas Utilities Board of Directors continues to wrestle with the company's proposal to supply natural gas for Fairbanks as an alternative to the IGU's plan to spend $46 million to upgrade an aging LNG plant at Point McKenzie. The board's been considering an offer by Siemens Government Technologies since company officials first pitched the idea to the IGU in May. But on Tuesday, the board voted to demand answers to questions about the proposal. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The agenda for Tuesday's meeting called for consideration of a technical advisor to study Siemens's proposal and establishment of a negotiating team to work out details with the company. But when the issue came up, Vice Chairman Jack Wilbur told board members they should first insist that Siemens answers their questions about the proposal so they can compare it with the existing plan to get gas from the aging Pentex Alaska gas liquefaction plant at Point McKenzie.
I mean, I thought we were headed in the direction of a side-by-side analysis so we could make a decision as to whether or not a more in-depth analysis was warranted.
The main question was whether Siemens could buy gas at a lower cost than the $7.72 per thousand cubic feet that IGU has agreed to pay Hillcorp as part of a deal largely brokered by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. ADA sold its Pentex Titan LNG plant as part of a $330 million deal the IGU finalized in June. IGU General Manager and President Dan Britton told Wilbur he needs some board direction on the analysis that he's putting together.
We are developing a side-by-side analysis. I think the only question in my mind is how in-depth is that side-by-side analysis?
Director Mike Meeks says Siemens could save the board a lot of time by answering members' questions on how specifically they'd build a liquefaction plant and transport the gas to Fairbanks by rail at a lower cost than the existing plan to bring gas from the Titan plant up the Parks Highway in tanker trucks.
I would just like to, at least right out of the bat, are we close? Then if we're close, then you get into more detail. If we're not even close, let's move on.
Director Gary Wilkin says based on his estimates, Siemens will have to charge more than the IGU plans to charge for gas from the Titan plant upon delivery to customers in Fairbanks.
If you take their first year and compare it to the Titan plant, they are 16.2% higher at the meter. If you take their three-year average and take it out third year on the Titan plant, they are 35.7% higher.
Director Patrice Lee said she'd like to see whether Wilkins' calculations fully accounted for the cost of refurbishing the Titan plant and, if demand grew, expanding it. She also wondered whether he'd fully figured the cost of borrowing money for the work on the plant.
We have the whole bonded further indebtedness to the community that I need to see exactly where all that is figured in.
Board Chairwoman Pam Troop said she'd like to see estimates based on time frames much longer than Wilkins' three-year projections, longer even than Siemens's 20-year estimates. Wilkins said the IGU board must set firm deadlines for Siemens to respond to its questions.
We need to put them under the gun, that they need to answer our questions.
Board members agreed and unanimously voted on a motion by Wilbur to direct Britton to format and send members' questions as soon as possible and set firm deadlines on responses. The board then approved Troop's motion to postpone selection of a technical advisor and negotiating team. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Skylights in the Noel Wien Public Library lobby are on track to be replaced with new clear-story windows, which Borough Public Works Director Dan Sloan said will be easier to maintain and will make the lobby brighter. The $500,000 project is going before the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly for approval Thursday. Ordinance 2018-21F asks the Assembly to appropriate $1.1 million for improvements at five municipal facilities, including the library. The Assembly appropriated $300,000 toward the skylight replacement project in 2017. Sloan said the cost estimate was revised to about $500,000 after the project went to preliminary design. The estimate includes design, in-house project management, and construction. Sloan told the Assembly at a Finance Committee meeting in August that it was hard to quantify the amount of maintenance needed for the 16-foot by 42-foot skylights. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.